the NOMCOM final report to the CCNSO. So could I just ask everyone to grab a seat and settle, if you would, please? Okay, so welcome back, everybody, and greetings and welcome to Vanda and Yurya.
Thank you, Leslie. Thank you, everyone, to have us here. The general idea of this meeting is not make really a presentation. It's just talk with you like we did before during this year and last year to check what will be your recommendations for leadership positions, specifically for board members and also for the member of the CCNSO. So, and first of all, I really appreciate the way you mentioned last year that was very specifically and clear recommendations for us. And I would like you to go on these recommendations and check if there is anything that you want to add or withdraw or even to just make a more wider, you know, wider or restrict, whatever. Your recommendation is quite really important. One important issue is about the number of participants on this in our pool. So we had a very few members of from Africa this year. Really, less than 10% of the applicants were from that region. So I would like to encourage you all from the region specifically to talk with other leaders in your region to apply. So it was very, very important to make some balance on those applicants for have opportunity to choose best candidates for all regions. So I just can show you quickly that's your recommendation of that. Very clear to avoid CCNSO member who has a chance to participate through the internal process, but must be someone with knowledge of ICANN. And the NOMCOM really took these recommendations into consideration very deeply and to choose the selected person that we already did for the CCNSO. And we hope that she can perform as you wish. Just for information, that's a general matrix that we just check each candidate that was selected as ATRTR recommended. And how we do that? We do that with two ways. One, we have information from internal analysis. And from the other hand, for some candidates, we have also information from an external contractor company that gives us detailed information about the profile, you know, trying to match in those informations that we receive from many, many members and IACs and SOs around ICANN. And try to match them with the candidates we have selected for this position. So just to show you this kind of things. Of course, for board requirements and the requisites, there is also a matrix over there. And what we really need to do now is, if you allowed me, Leslie, before I believe you have opened the floor for the questions, I'd like to pass the floor to Ivro to make you know present himself and his new group. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Wanda. Yrjö Länsipura from ISOC Finland is my name. We start the work of the new NOMCOM 2013 on Friday. We'll be here Friday and Saturday when everybody else left, and go through the our rules of procedure. We are getting recommendations, which are actually part of this final report, recommendations from the 2012 committee, and we see how they can be implemented or are incorporated in our rules of procedure. We also plan our timetable, which is a challenging thing this time because, as you know, the ICANN meetings next year are quite late. I think that there's never been a spring meeting as late as the Beijing meeting will be. So that will impact our timetable. Basically, I don't have much to say because we are still, we start our work only on Friday. Just two things. We are going as open and transparent as possible. There's only one exception, and that is that we are absolutely protecting the candidates. That has to be under a strict confidentiality. But otherwise, I don't see any reason why we should keep somehow secret our procedures and processes and where we meet and so on and so forth. But the other thing is that I ask for your help, and I think Wanda already mentioned that, is to say we need good candidates. And every one of you, of course, knows people who would make good ICANN directors or council members or whatever. So please ask them to apply. Thank you.
Apply easily online to nonconican.org.
So, any questions?
Okay, thank you very much both. Any questions or comments from the CCNSO, please? Jan, I don't know if you want to say a few words because I know you've been our representative on the NOMCOM.
Probably you already know I'm the representative from our CCSO to NOMCOM. So if you do have any questions or comments or concerns, do come to me. I will be a liaison to NOMCOM. And also for our coming 2013 NOMCOM, I think Wanda just showed us the criteria, the recommendation CCSO sent to NOMCOM last year. I think we do need some clarification on those recommendation. For example, we did say we don't want any CCTLD manager, CCTLD members, come through NOMCOM to CCSO Council, but how to define CCTLD members. So that's just an example. So I think there's still some work need to be done. So I would like to be coordinated between
CCSO and NOMCOM. Yes, we have some discussions on that. The clearer is the recommendation, the easier to get the right person and the right candidate. Thank you.
Okay. I mean, I think the council looked at the issue last year, and I think we do need to revisit that and see if the requirements or the comments remain current or we need to update and so on. We're happy to do that. Cheryl, did you want to come in?
Just briefly, thank you, Leslie. Cheryl Langdon Orr, if you're wondering why the hell I'm sitting up here, it's not just to add colour to the front, because Leslie and I need to sort of balance that bit of bling up here. I have the honour of serving with your in his 2013 nominating committee as the chair-elect for the 2014. So I'm already thinking about how we're going to be doing 2014 or before 2013 starts. So you know me. I hope you know how to find me. I'm a resource. I'm accessible. Call me.
Okay. Thank you both, and thank you all, and I wish you all well in your work. I know it's a very big challenge and a lot of sessions, interviewing and meetings and so on that we're aware of and very much appreciate. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Okay, so we're going to move on now to our CCTRD news session, where, as always, we have a host of people keen to share developments and news, and I know how many of us appreciate this session. And Katrina has been kindly volunteered to chair the session. This will be followed by the regional organisation news, and both sessions run up to lunch at 1 o'clock. So if you are presenting at this session, can I encourage you to come up front, please?
Good morning, everyone. I'm very glad to welcome you to CCNSO News.